We're all checking out this next band, seeing them on YouTube and tuning in to see them on Letterman and Leno and the Ellen DeGeneres shows. And in a music community that worries about involving the young people, it is exciting to see these boys from New Jersey inspired by the music of Flattin' Scruggs and the Stanleys. Their second album, The Farthest Horizon, is due out in September, and we're happy to welcome them to the stage of Grey Fox, the Sleepy Man Banjo Boys.
Thank you. Thank you. We're really excited to be here at Gray Fox this year, and we're going to play some of our favorite bluegrass instrumentals. If you've ever seen any of our videos on YouTube, you'll know that we usually play at two speeds, fast and faster, but we'll try to mix it up for you today.
This next song is called Bugle Call Rag. It was a jazz standard, but Earl Scruggs converted it into a bluegrass song.
Next song is a Bill Monroe tune called Gold Rush. Thank you. That was one of our favorite banjo tunes by the great Earl Scruggs. It's called Shucking the Corn. We're often asked how three brothers, who were actually from New Jersey, got to be playing this type of music. Many people think our parents must be bluegrass musicians, but we actually discovered bluegrass on our own. I'm Tommy Mazzone, I'm 15, and I play lead and rhythm guitar. On fiddle is my brother Robbie, he's 13, and on banjo is our 10-year-old brother Johnny.
Now I'm sure everyone wants to know who these old guys are back here. On mandolin is my Uncle Chris Mazzone, and on bass Sal Cirovino, but we just call him Uncle Chris and Big Sal. Earlier this year we called them to see if they were interested in playing rhythm for our band, and they said yes, but the only problem was Uncle Chris had never played the mandolin and Sal had never played the upright bass. What they've been able to accomplish in not a very short time is just amazing.
When the angels carry me home.
Johnny has to sit down every once in a while, and that's because the banjo weighs just about as much as he does. Actually, Johnny became the sleepy man in our home, and we used to find him on his back playing his banjo. So then when we started our band, we decided to call it the Sleepy Man Banjo Boys after him.
We would love to meet you all after the show. We're going to be roaming around by the merchandise table. We have our debut album, America's Music, available for purchase, and we're also very excited to announce the coming of our next album, The Farthest Horizon, in September. It will include original material. If you would like to learn more about this, go to Kickstarter.com, which we have our album posted up there. We're going to end the set with one of Johnny's favorite tunes. It's a J.D. Crowe banjo song called Blackjack.
Get one quick song from them as if they weren't playing fast enough, and then you can see them down at the merch table.